Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Now, are you guys ready to review with us?
Hello everyone, I'm Murray, and yes, I'm ready to review. On Saturdays, we take a look back at the lesson and features from the week.
Yeah, we have lots of lessons and lots of features too. It's good to practice. Then Marie and I will have some questions for you. Be sure to answer them at home. Well, we talked about a sports center. That is great. Now everyone can exercise from the office. And we also talked about seasonal food. At Christmas, we eat lots of food.
Well, I'm excited to review. So friends, let's get started. Here we go. Let's watch together. Good morning.
Hi, Linda.
Did you see this ad for the new sports center?
No. There's a new sports center?
Yes. It's on Main Street and Owl Road.
What can you do there?
The ad says there are basketball and tennis courts.
Let's go after work. Let's invite Alex, too.
Hi, Linda.
Hello, Alex.
Are you busy after work?
Yes. Ben and I are going to the new sports center.
Oh, cool. Does it have a pool?
Yes. It has saunas and showers, too.
That's great. Maybe I can go tomorrow.
Come with us today.
Really? Okay.
Welcome. My name is John. What's your name?
I'm Ben.
Let me introduce our activities and services.
Sure.
Our gym is on the second floor. It has over 30 different machines.
Where are the basketball courts?
The basketball courts are on the first floor. The pool is on the first floor too.
Welcome to the gym.
Thank you.
I'm Patty. I'm a trainer.
Can you show me some exercises?
Sure. What kind of exercises?
I'd like to make my arms stronger.
Great. Let's do some stretches first.
Okay.
Reach up with your arms.
Like this?
Yes. You're doing great. Keep stretching.
Ow.
Are you okay, Ben?
Yes, but I'm sore.
Me too.
What did you do at the sports center yesterday?
I worked with a personal trainer.
That's great.
What about you? What did you do?
I played basketball. I tried the badminton court too.
The Super Sports Center is great. There is so much to do.
Let's go again tomorrow.
Sure.
Sure. Let's invite the others too. We can all work out together.
Did you see Linda at the sports center yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Where was she?
She was meeting with Carol after work.
I think she would like the sports center.
Maybe she can come with us tomorrow.
It is Monday. I'm waiting for a repairman at home. My TV doesn't work. The repairman comes to my door.
Hello, my name is Larry.
He says,
Are you Mr. E?
Yes, I am. Can you fix my TV?
I ask.
Yes, where is the TV?
He asks.
Please come in. The TV is in the living room.
I say. He looks at the TV. He looks at things on the TV. Then he asks me for some water. I get some water and come back.
Your TV is no good, and your DVD player isn't working either,
he says.
Really?
I ask.
Yes, let's put them outside,
he says.
They're garbage now.
He carries the TV and DVD player outside. I pay him and he leaves. But something is wrong. How can the TV and DVD player be garbage? That night, I wait outside. The garbage man always comes on Tuesday night, never Monday night. At 9 p.m., the repairman comes back. He picks up the TV. I stop him and say,
Are you the garbage man?
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Happy holidays. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking with Chef Jeff. Please welcome him to the program. Welcome to the program, Chef Jeff.
Thank you, Rob. I love to talk about food.
Great. We're going to talk about Christmas food today.
Wonderful. There are many simple but delicious Christmas recipes.
Can you share some with us?
Of course. Let's start with main dishes. People usually eat turkey or roast beef.
I do.
But there are other ones.
Tell us about them.
Ham is delicious. You can bake it and serve it with fruit sauce.
Is that simple to do?
Oh, yes. First, you bake the ham while you make the sauce. Then you put some sauce on the ham and bake it some more.
That sounds easy and delicious.
It is. There are many good recipes for fruit sauce.
What are some other easy dishes?
There are many easy vegetable dishes to make. Do you like broccoli or carrots?
I like both.
Cook broccoli with garlic and then put roasted nuts on it. It's delicious.
It does sound good.
Or cook carrots with butter, sugar, and a little salt.
That sounds good too. Thanks for all the great ideas. Our company potluck is on December 23rd.
Did Chef Jeff give you any good ideas for the Christmas dinner?
Yes. We can cook one main dish, and then everyone else can bring a salad or something else.
Like a dessert.
Of course. You can never have too many desserts.
I'll make one.
Great. I'll bake a big ham.
What are you making for the potluck?
I haven't decided yet, but Rob is cooking a ham, right?
Yes.
Then I could make a potato dish. Ham and potatoes go well together.
Yes, they do.
Or I could make soup.
Soup? For Christmas dinner?
Sure. I have a great shrimp soup recipe. I think people will really like it.
I'm looking forward to the Christmas potluck.
Me too. There will be lots of good food to eat. Taylor is making cheesecake again.
Oh, yum.
What are you going to bring?
I'm going to bring some fresh fruit.
And I'm going to bring fried rice.
No one will go home hungry.
And if they do, it will be their own fault.
Well, I hope you all have your notes ready. Let's begin the questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, let's first talk about the new sports center. Where is it?
Oh, I remember. It's on Main Street and Owl Road. We talk about places this way, right? Just name the two streets that cross each other.
Very good. So, what is at the sports center?
I think at the sports center there are basketball and tennis courts. Oh, and there's also showers and saunas, too.
Wow, that's very convenient. You can work out, play games, and take a shower, too. Alex wants to know more about the pool. And there is also a gym, too.
That's right. Alex works with a personal trainer. A personal trainer. Peter, what is that?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, a personal trainer is like a teacher, but they teach you how to exercise. They're kind of like a coach and a teacher at the same time.
Yeah, and they are very helpful. Well, we also had a mystery this week. So, who comes to Mr. E's home and why?
Oh, that's a little bit hard. I remember. His name was Larry. And he is a repairman. Now, he came because something was broken. Mr. E's TV was broken.
That's right. And not only the TV, but the DVD player, too.
Well, that's what we thought. The TV and the DVD player were both fine. It was the repairman who was no good.
That's right. And Mr. E did it again. He solved another mystery. All right, friends. Well, right now it's time for us to take a break. Don't go away.
Welcome back to the show, friends. So, are you going to go to the new sports center?
Well, I am. Today, I'm going to go with some of my friends. We are going to use some of those tennis courts they have there.
Oh, that's great. Well, you will see me there, too, because Ben invited me to go play basketball. So, friends, let's continue by looking at some of our features together. Here we go.
Hi friends, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. I'm getting ready to play hockey. Do you like to play sports? I do. Playing sports is a fun way to exercise and spend time with friends. In the winter, I like to play hockey. Hockey is fun because I can ice skate while I play.
Ice hockey is a game that people usually play in the winter. In an ice hockey game, two teams play against each other. They skate across the ice and use hockey sticks to pass a puck to one another. Each team wants to score points. To do that, they must hit the puck into the other team's goal. Ice hockey is usually played in an ice rink. Sometimes people play ice hockey outside on a frozen pond or a lake. Players skate very fast across the ice. The puck travels fast too. It goes at speeds of over 160 kilometers per hour. So players must be good skaters to play the game. Ice hockey is not an easy sport to play, but it is very exciting.
I really enjoy ice hockey, but sometimes players get hurt. They can fall on the ice or run into another player. That's why I always wear a helmet and pads when I play. These things protect my body. Well, it's almost time for my game. I need to go. I'll see you next time, friends. And welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about parties and food. Please help me welcome my guest, Chef Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Rob.
Chef, thanks for being here on our show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Chef Jeff, I have a question today from Zach Chang of New York, New York. Can you help us answer it?
Sure.
Great. Zach writes, I want to have a Christmas dinner with all my friends, but I don't have time to prepare all the food. Is there a way to have a party without having to prepare all the food myself?
Great question, Zach. I have the perfect answer for you.
What is it?
Zach, you should have a potluck.
Yes, that's a great idea.
At a potluck, all the guests bring one dish to share.
And then there is a lot of food, and one person doesn't have to prepare all of it.
That's right. When you plan a potluck, you can let your guests know what dishes you would like them to bring.
Right. You can ask someone to bring a salad, a soup, a main dish, drinks, or even dessert.
That's right. I really enjoy potlucks because you can enjoy great food with great friends.
That's true. Thanks for answering our question today, Jeff. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Dear, I must go to work now.
I know, Bonnie. And I'll miss you.
Oh, make sure you clean the house.
Of course, dear.
Oh, and no watching TV.
Of course, dear.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Now I can watch some TV. Oh, someone's calling me. It's Bonnie. Hello, dear.
Hi, honey. I just wanted to hear your voice.
Oh, you're such a sweetie. I wish you could be here.
Oh, I am here. Right behind you.
Oh, Bunny. I love you so much. I'm glad you're here. But don't you have work?
I told you not to watch TV.
I mustn't. I mean, you shouldn't. Shouldn't? Couldn't? Wouldn't.
Haven't!
Haven't. Haven't? Who said that?
I am Super Sentence Man.
Super Sentence who?
Man. Super Sentence Man. And you need today's Super Sentence. I haven't done something yet. I haven't started watching TV yet.
Yes, I haven't started watching TV yet.
Excellent. Now, do you have a super sentence for me?
Like this? I haven't gone to work yet.
I haven't gone to work yet. Great. Do you have another one?
I haven't eaten anything yet.
I haven't eaten anything yet. Super. So you were saying...
I haven't started watching TV yet.
I knew it. I knew it.
You knew what, dear?
You stay home watching TV all day.
That's because I haven't found a job yet.
I haven't found a job yet. That's a super sentence, Jaffan.
Don't get angry, dear.
Oh, I haven't gotten angry yet.
I haven't gotten angry yet. Another super sentence. Jaffan, what a wonderful conversation. Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Friends, isn't it helpful to watch those conversations and features one more time? We know that listening to them and seeing them again is very important.
That's right. You know, Peter, Christmas is almost here, and I'm getting very excited. I'm going to eat a lot of food with my friends and family. So, what kind of foods do you eat on Christmas?
Oh, quite a lot. And I have to tell you, my house smells great right now. We are baking cookies. We are getting ready for the Christmas dinner.
Oh, that sounds great. And my house is full of different Christmas decorations.
Oh, that is always fun. Sorry, friends. We do talk about Christmas a lot. We're just very excited. Well, we hope you enjoyed reviewing with us today. Make sure to join us on Monday for another great show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.